From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia acknowledges the loss of a plane along the Turkey-Syria border. Moscow says one of its Su-24 fighter jets was shot down by ground fire, but Turkish military officials say they shot down the plane after it violated the country's airspace despite repeated warnings. Turkey has issued previous such warnings since Russia intervened in the Syrian conflict nearly 2 months ago. Meanwhile, Belgian authorities have maintained a maximum state of alert in Brussels to prevent a Paris-style terrorist attack and allow police to search for suspects. They've detained more than 20 Monday and Sunday. Charles Michel is the Belgian Prime Minister. He says he hopes life can get back to normal gradually with schools and the city's metro system expected to reopen to the public on Wednesday. Late Monday, the U.S. government issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terror groups continue planning attacks in multiple regions. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on four current and former Burundian officials it says have contributed to ongoing turmoil. It freezes any assets the men have in U.S. jurisdictions and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. Meanwhile, Reuters news agency reports armed vigilantes with automatic rifles are patrolling their neighborhoods, plagued by recurring violence. This man who claims to be a group leader says this is not a rebel movement, but people wanting to protect their communities from violence that has plagued the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention in April to seek a controversial third term. Meanwhile, Monday, Burundian officials suspended 10 non-governmental organizations that have been opposed to the president's moves to stay in office. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Israel Tuesday condemned the recent wave of Palestinian attacks as terrorism. He'll also meet Palestinian officials in Ramallah. Monday in Abu Dhabi, he said there is a united front against the Islamic State group, that he's absolutely convinced the militants will be defeated and its recruitment of foreign fighters interrupted.
I believe ISIS is going to be defeated. ISIS is not 10 feet tall. I have absolute confidence that as we increase what we are doing today, as there is more focus, I'm just in Abu Dhabi now. We've just had serious meetings here. I'm about to meet with the Saudi Arabians. There is a very clear focus by everybody. There is a united front, and I am absolutely convinced that Daesh will be defeated and there will be increased steps taken in order to do so.
Mr. Kerry speaking on the NBC television network. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against IS insurgents in Syria, saying he would ask the British Parliament this week for approval to join the fight against the jihadists. Mr. Cameron praised French efforts to combat the IS group during a visit Monday to Paris.
It is absolutely right to take decisive action to stop terrorists when they are threatening the lives of innocent citizens. The United Kingdom will do all in our power to support our friend and ally France to defeat this evil death cult.
He said French warplanes can use a British airbase in Cyprus to launch attacks on IS targets. It also offered air-to-air refueling services. French President Francois Hollande plans to meet President Obama at the White House Tuesday. He'll meet Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday, Russia's leader Putin Thursday, China's President Xi Sunday in search of global support for a coordinated attack on the IS group. President Vladimir Putin was in Tehran Monday for talks with Iranian leaders about the crisis in Syria. During his first trip to Iran in 8 years, the Russian leader vowed to deepen his cooperation on a political solution to the Syrian civil war. Russia began launching attacks against what it called terror groups in Syria September 30. Mali is in the midst of 3 days of national mourning for victims of Friday's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital Bamako that killed 19 people. Two gunmen were killed. Malian authorities are searching for at least three other suspects believed to be connected to the attack. A representative from northern Mali's separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an effort to derail the fragile peace process. Eurozone finance ministers approved a $2.1 billion bailout for Greece Monday after Athens passed the necessary economic reforms. The formal approval came after Greece's parliament backed new austerity measures. They include higher taxes on wine and road use, as well as a more limited protection for distressed mortgage holders. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.